This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea fired at least two ballistic missiles Friday, the third test in 2 weeks, just hours after criticizing a U.S. push for new sanctions over the previous launches. North Korea defended the missile tests as a legitimate right to self-defense. President Biden on Thursday expressed uncertainty on whether his party would be able to pass what Democrats call voting rights legislation through Congress. As roughly 80% of American voters want some form of voter ID, Biden's partisan voting rights bill does not include such verification. The president said he planned to end the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get his partisan bill through the House. That seems unlikely at this point, as Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose changing the filibuster rule.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talks between Russia and NATO have broken down with no results, leading to speculation Russia may invade the Ukraine. U.S. lawmakers tried to do something through legislation.
Senate Democrats have blocked a bill proposed by Senator Ted Cruz seeking to sanction companies tied to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The measure failed to reach the 60-vote threshold required to pass through the chamber. The measure would require sanctions be imposed on businesses associated with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will carry gas from Russia to Germany within 15 days. Some Democrats voted against the bill as they accused Cruz of attempting to undermine President Biden's diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Biden waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian-owned and Swiss-based company for the pipeline project, as part of an agreement with Germany. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Supreme Court Thursday blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for large private companies. Republican senatorial candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz told Newsmax SCOTUS got it right.
Well, it should never have gotten this far, but there's no question the Supreme Court was right to step in and block Biden's efforts, because these vaccine mandates, these testing mandates, and by the way, they're not just on gargantuan businesses. We're talking about businesses with more than 100 people. It would have affected 80 million Americans. Think about that. A large part of the working force of America would have been affected by these. And these policies have failed over and over again. And the reason I say they shouldn't have gotten to this point was because, as a doctor and as a scientist, I just don't see the merit. Mandates do not work. They don't motivate people. You can force people to do what they don't want to do, but you build up a lot of bad will with that, and you affect the ability for us to give advice in the future. It also affects schools returning to normal function. They go back to remote learning. Government, you know, is trying to keep up. They can't. They're not able to do this, so they end up shutting down businesses, especially small businesses. And the inconsistencies drive business owners crazy, as they do employees, because you can't decide what's supposed to be done to stay safe. The reality is your local doctor is the best resource for you to get advice about what to do. Listen, I'm pro-vaccine. I've been vaccinated. If you're older in America, you're vulnerable, you should get vaccinated. But that's my advice to you. Your local doctor should reinforce it, but it's your choice. It's your body.
After the ruling, President Biden urged employers to impose their own COVID-19 vaccination and testing mandates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, the lies of the left, I mean, what can you believe? Illegal immigration, not a problem. The administration has it all under control, right? Well, the party of voter fraud, as DeRoy Murdoch says, wants to codify their cheating all under the lie of voter rights, right? And then they quote, they say, well, who do you want to be a part of? Do you want to be associated with all these former Democrats like Bull Carner? Or are you part of the, you know, this new progressive party that is looking out for your best interests? Oh, really? When it's all about power and control that Lindsey Graham clearly stated, if you recall, during the Kavanaugh hearings. I hope you don't get it. Well, you know what? You need a lot more than hope because they got it and they're doing everything they can to exercise upon us. Inflation, not to worry. It's just transitory. It's about as transitory as COVID, right? And this is what they want us to believe. And the lies just keep on coming. I mean, filibuster, we don't need a filibuster, you know, we'll get rid of that filibuster thing in the Senate. That's so unnecessary. All these years of tradition and the proper exercise of the Senate and how it should run. I mean, look at what happened with Harry Reid. Harry Reid went nuclear and it came back to bite him in the back end when it came time for, you know, for the Senate to approve these federal judges, right? Well, this is absolutely amazing as to, you know, what is happening into our country. But, hey, look, we're led to buy into, you know, as Bruce Thatcher referred to yesterday, they call it that noble lie. Well, you know, think about it. Noble lie? I mean, a lie is a lie. You know, I used to work for one organization. That was quite interesting. And one of the qualifying questions that they would ask aspiring candidates to join their company, they'd ask him this question. They'd say, when is it okay to tell a white lie? Think about it. And this was, let me see, it was probably about 20 years ago that question was asked, maybe a little bit longer, 25 years ago. And when is it okay to tell a white lie? I mean, see, this is the problem. We just start to color outside the lines. We go into that gray area of our life and our perspective and our language, and before you know it, you're in today's America, and you wonder, you go, wow, is this what happened to Venezuela? You know, once very wealthy and rich country that was run over by Marxists that took control of the language, they controlled power, and they've got their people eating out of the back of trash trucks. And you think, never, never happened here in America. Well, there's a lot of never things that we never thought would happen in America. But, you know, this, these threats are no longer existential, ladies and gentlemen. They're living amongst us, as Trevor Loudon has pointed out time and time again. I know it was shocking for some people. I got a couple emails on it. People go, you got to be kidding me, really? When he made the statement that just about every one of the people working in the Biden administration, the inner circle there in the White House, are about communist, democratic socialist.
There's no hiding about it. So, you know, I don't know how they can live with themselves, and they shouldn't be living with us, because here they take a vow. And last time, you know, I appreciated about a vow is a vow serious, and it stays with you. And for those of us who have served our country in the military, that vow is still standing, that we are here to protect and defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, what happens? Did you redefine enemies? That it's okay for you to be a democratic socialist, for you to be an anti-constitutionalist, somebody that has the ambition of destroying our country? Somehow that's okay? What are we thinking here? We're accommodating all this, all for the cause of, we just have to love everybody, and we've got to be kind, and, you know, we just have to be, accommodating to everyone. You know, it's like my old mentor used to say, you can be so open-minded that your brains have fallen out. And it's a little bit of the condition of America today. And that's why I'm saying is that we've got to return to first principles. What are first principles here? You know, what started this country? What was the idea of a free America? What was that light on a shining hill? And the sad part is that our kids are being indoctrinated in our public schools. I mean, it's amazing. You know, the Supreme Court will protect any federally funded business right now because of COVID mandates, right? And they say, well, look, if you're getting federal funds, you know, it comes with strings attached. There's regulations here that you must follow. But somehow, I don't know how the unions, the educational unions, school unions, have taken over such control that they can rewrite the regulations to accommodate their political interests at the expense of the education of our children. To the degree that you think CRT is out, you have no idea. It is well entrenched, and it has been well entrenched for over a decade, at least. This is what progressives do. They go deep, they start, they're in it for the long game. And before you know it, you've got Virginia going on, and you got parents getting upset and yelling about it. And of course, what's the pushback? Not that they want to reason and discuss it. Oh, no, you're domestic terrorists. You're disqualified, you know, from the conversation. You can't participate. You don't even know how to teach your kids. We're the teachers. You're not the teacher. You're a parent. What do you know about teaching? Oh, gosh, how arrogant. But this is what's happened. Unions have taken over the whole educational system. And what do they have to brag about? For all the money that we invest in public education, where we rank 27, 28th in the world, are you kidding me? I mean, it really doesn't say much about the profession that you're in. And I'm putting that in a broad brush context, okay? That's not to allow for any exceptional teachers, because there are, like in anything, there are exceptional teachers out there doing a wonderful job. But you know what? Sadly, they're on their own. Because what happens is the system eventually chews them up and spits them out. You know, they may have a couple of years to where they can shine and do their thing, but unions, doing what unions do, they don't want anybody standing out. That's not the way it works. You know, unions is all about, hey, look, let's just, we'll level out the playing field. Everybody's good here. There's no great teachers. We just got good teachers. You know, we don't want exceptional teachers. Want to stand out because it makes the mediocre teachers look bad. So if everybody's mediocre, hey, you know, what can you hope for? See, and this is my resistance against the whole union mentality. As I've said, and you've heard me say this before, is that it really puts you into a mediocre kind of mindset. I mean, can you imagine, you know, hey, son, when you grow up, what do you want to be? I just want to be mediocre, Dad. That's my ambition. I just want to be I just wasn't raised that way, and I just can't even, you know, fathom that. And that type of thinking is an absolute anathema for me personally. And I grieve for kids and for people who have been dumbed down and mediocritized through this process. And this is what this cancel culture is all about. It wants to make everybody mediocre and dumb us down so that we're more easily controlled. Okay, you just go along to get along because we're worn out. We don't want to fight. Hey, look, we'll just queue up and all be good boys and girls, and thank God for the elites, as Nancy Pelosi would tell us, because these people are so brilliant, they could be working anywhere of any as much as a dozen other jobs. But, you know, we're so blessed to have them working for us on our behalf, right?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Charles Finney once said that, a revival happens when it's most needed. And believing in God is also, that critical tipping point when all hope is lost. And we are like that drowning person with the lifeguard on the beach watching until we get all the fight out of ourselves. Because as lifeguards are taught, you don't go in right away to save somebody who's drowning. Otherwise, both of you will drown in the process, right? Because they've got too much fight in them. Let them get their fight out. Then you can go ahead and control them and bring them to shore. That's the strategy. And in a sense, this is where America is right now. We have still some fight in us, and we all haven't done, like I said, go to first principles. The first principles of what established this country. What was it all about? I've got my good friend, the birthday boy, Tennessee Bob. You've heard me brag about him. He's on the line with us right now. And this is his birthday week. But, you know, Bob holds a special place in my heart because Bob and I go back. I mean, he was right alongside, has been with me every day since Bill Martinez Live came about. And he was the original producer of the show, a very dear friend, obviously. And he's owned his own business. He's retired. He tells me he's retired. I keep trying to give him work to do, but you know, he's but he's deserved it. He and his family and are now living in Tennessee, and we you know, grew up, both of us, in California, and attended the same church and had E-team you know, involvement and Promise Keeper engagements together. We've had a great life together, huh, Bob?
Yes, sir, we sure have. We sure have. And gratitude is an absolute essential to having a great life.
Yeah,
Ben.
Amen.
Good
amen.
Morning, Dr. Martinez, hey. My buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm so glad you could come on because I want to, you know, get your perspective. You've always brought sobriety to the conversation in terms of where we are right now, and our passion is equal, that we've got to return to first principles. And the first principles of this nation was a dependence on God. You know, sometimes people are so overwhelmed, Bob, in thinking, well, how do we deal with all this stuff? We got, you know, dealing with transgenderism, a country that once said that they were a nation under God is no longer. We've got open borders that is happening. Our country continues to be embarrassed by its policies in the way we left people hanging in Afghanistan and on and on. And we're still dealing with an election that people want to tell us was absolutely appropriate. It was perfectly run. There was no voter fraud. But yet there's so much evidence to the contrary. I mean, and let's throw COVID into the mix as well. Here, you know, we just get a Supreme Court decision about vaccine mandates, but yet we've got new science that says the vaccine really isn't working, especially when it comes to Omicron, which is, you know, the main agent that we're fighting against right now, the main virus, and its lethality is less than 2%. So it's almost like all these mandates and everything like that is a moot issue. So this is very confusing, you know, a very confusing time in which we live in, right?
Right, and I'm celebrating my birthday week because I just tested positive for COVID, but because it was my birthday week, we went out and had dinner a couple times. So that makes me a super spreader. But luckily enough, God is the forgiver of sins, so nobody can hold this against me. Like, my family can't say, well, Dad, you're the super spreader. Well, okay, I'm sorry. What can I say? God covers a multitude of sins. I feel really bad, Bill, honestly. I feel so bad now having the perspective of age to look back, and you and I have personally witnessed some unbelievable miracles. There was no other word to describe the healings that we've seen and the restorations that we've seen. It's miraculous, but it starts with a relationship with God. And I feel so bad for these people who simply deny God but don't understand why their lives are such a shambles. Yeah. But if they could, like you say, go to God, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is the opportunity that people of faith have to stand out in such a difference, because if you are demonstrating the peace of God in your life, it's going to stand out in such a way, and I would think even more so because of the chaotic times in which we live in, Bob, that they would say, hey, look at, why are you, you know, you're not losing, you know, losing your mind in this chaotic world in which we live in. You know, what do you have that I don't have, right?
Well, and I blame the Christian church in America for this failure, because at a time when they could have stood tall and drew a line in the sand, they didn't. They just caved. And then it turns out a lot of these big religious institutions are getting federal money, if you can believe that. So now the federal government's got power over them. And so to keep the paychecks coming, they're like, well, okay, we'll go along with the program. But you have had some guests this week who were quoting people like Thomas Paine, and those guys had a passion. You know, they were afraid of the results of rebelling against the most powerful nation in the world, but they had the courage of their passion. We just simply didn't have that from the churches. Where were the courageous churches? Mm. Name one.
Yeah, right. No, you're exactly right. The church has become quite compromised, as so has American business, other institutions. I mean, to the point, Bob, even our agencies that are supposed to be working on our behalf, they're so massively corrupt. And I think this is why they're so nervous about Donald Trump running for president and becoming president again. I mean, otherwise, the Democrats would not be freaking out. And, of course, look at the Democrats, how bad they're freaking out that, she's back. I mean, we're not even we're just barely finishing a year of President Biden's first administration. And Hillary Clinton is already submarining him.
And you know, their nervousness is well founded. You know, President Trump spent 4 years learning how things work. And since he's got out, he's learned, I'm sure, even more. Like, I had no idea all this stuff was going on while I was president. So now he's going to have all of that knowledge that he's got as a private citizen. If he goes back into office as president, he's going to know how to fix stuff like he never did before. And I'm sure that the Nancy Pelosi's and people like that, while we may not be aware of what he's capable of doing, they certainly are. And that's why they attack him so vigorously.
And look at how they did it, Bob. They did it the way the economy of the Beltway works. I've got something on you, so you better behave. I mean, I'll let you go outside the reservation a little bit, but if you wander too far, I've got a file on you. I mean, it's like J. Edgar Hoover, right? What he had in all these politicians, that's why he kept these files. Well, guess what? I think those files got transferred over to the body, the body politic, the political elite, and they all have files on one another. And they couldn't come up with a whole lot for Donald Trump, so they made something up. And it was so egregious. And here it is, you know, in spite of all that he had to fight against for 4 years of his presidency, look what he was able to accomplish on behalf of the people. That is undeniable. And it's also undeniable that after, what, $50 million at least of the people's money, thank you very much, they found nothing about Russian collusion. And if anything, they found that Hillary Clinton and the acolytes of the Democratic Party were the ones that cheated and were trying to steal this election, you know, from the get-go.
Well, change is coming, Dr. Martinez, whether they like it or not. It's on the horizon, and it's breathing down their necks.
Well, and I think that's what's scaring them, Bob, and the change is being, you know, it is being motivated and being, you know, the catalyst of this change is the people. Because that's the way our Constitution was written, is that we are the basis and the catalyst of change. And get ready. I'm with you. As Bob Dylan sang, it is the winds. They are a-blowing, are they not?
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, pal. Take care. Bob Cook.
All right. God bless.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea fired at least two ballistic missiles Friday, the third test in 2 weeks, just hours after criticizing a U.S. push for new sanctions over the previous launches. North Korea defended the missile tests as a legitimate right to self-defense. President Biden on Thursday expressed uncertainty on whether his party would be able to pass what Democrats call voting rights legislation through Congress. As roughly 80% of American voters want some form of voter ID, Biden's partisan voting rights bill does not include such verification. The president said he planned to end the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get his partisan bill through the House. That seems unlikely at this point, as Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema oppose changing the filibuster rule.
And while I continue to support these bills, I will not support separate actions that worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land?
Hey, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Erica Sanzi is joining us. She is Parents Defending Education's Director of Outreach, and we're here to talk about this collusion that has been going on between the government and the teachers' union. You know, this thing cannot go away because this is the basis of so much interference of what's going on. And it's also, I believe, a bit of a covering to protect, you know, the CRT movement, also to keep parents out of the classrooms because, as we said earlier, you know, these ruling elite educators, they know so much, you know, about education, right? And the thing is, I think we give them too much credibility. I mean, it's like, you know, it's one thing to be talking, you know, to a Super Bowl winner who's out there being a champion and then they're winning games all the time. And you go and you talk to a loser who's constantly losing. And our school system is constantly losing. I mean, ranking 27th for all the money that we invest in education. And they rank 27th and we give them place and credibility. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Erica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Put into context here, explain to our audience what's going on regarding these recent claims that Education Secretary Miguel Cardona solicited the National School Board Association's September letter. Break that down for our audience.
Okay. So when that letter came out, it caught our attention in part because it was clear to us that it was an attempt to chill speech of parents, or at least, you know, make them think twice before they went to a school board meeting to voice their opinion, because it used language like intimidation, harassment, threats, but they were really ill-defined. And also it did use the term domestic terrorism to compare, you know, parents at school board meetings essentially to domestic terrorists. But then when we saw that 5 days later, the Department of Justice didn't just respond, but gave them exactly what they asked for, which was a commitment to investigate what's happening at school board meetings, we knew something wasn't right, because there are no federal bureaucracies that move that quickly.
Right.
So already,
exactly.
It didn't, already there was something was off. And so, Nicole Neely, who's the president and founder of Parents Defending Education, she just fired off, you know, public records requests to all of the members of the board of the National School Board Association to try to figure out how did this come about. We were hearing chattering that it sounded like perhaps they weren't even consulted at all. And so she wanted to know, you know, did you know about the letter? Were you consulted? And do you agree with it? Will you distance yourself from it, et cetera? And so immediately we began to get documents. And so the first sort of smoking gun, if you will, was that in the documents, it was clear that there was at least coordination with the White House, that the two executives who had sent the letter said that they had been communicating for weeks with the White House, you know, before they sent it. So that was a red flag. And then just a couple nights ago, another email came into us. And that was the first one that named Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona. And in that, the claim was basically that, again, these are just two people emailing back and forth, but the claim was that he had asked for the information. So clearly, at the very least, questions need to be answered about how this all went down.
Exactly.
The added very ugly piece to this is that the NEA is also involved closely with this timeline. And so, and for listeners, if they don't know, that's the National Education Association. It's the largest teachers union in the country, you know, obviously very powerful. But just a couple days after, so again, all within this same time frame, and to give an example, the NSBA sent its letter on September 29th. The Department of Justice issued their memorandum, which gave them exactly what they wanted, on October 4th, 5 days later.
Right.
And then on October 8th, so again, just now 4 days later, the NEA sent a letter that was essentially asking social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok to combat online trends that have helped create a culture of fear and violence with educators. And then she specifically calls out parents. She calls them radicalized adults who falsely believe that graduate-level courses about racism are being taught in K-12 public schools, and she blames it on misinformation on social media. So it's like, wait a minute, does everybody want parents to go away and that they all get together and decide that they were going to do whatever they could to stifle parent questions and parents speaking at public meetings?
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any veracity whatsoever to the claims that the NEA made about, you know, about the threats that were being, you know, thrust upon them at this point? I mean, those seem rather unsubstantiated.
So in the letter that the NSBA sent, you know, they listed all these examples, and people who actually took the time to go through those examples discovered that they were not examples of violence. They were certainly not examples of any behavior that local law enforcement or state, you know, law enforcement couldn't manage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there people who have obviously behaved badly, harassed school board members, you know, written terrible messages, stood outside their homes? Yes, that has happened, just like it happens with every single issue
exactly.
On both sides of the fringe.
Well, that's Erica, that's our culture right now. Our culture
exactly.
is so divided and mean-spirited on so many levels. I mean, people will argue and get incensed over the color of the sky. So give me a break. I mean, this is a heart issue. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and nobody is, I am certainly not justifying that. But the problem is that that ugly behavior is also being targeted at parents. So there are also parents who find themselves in the crosshairs, targeted, harassed, threatened by people who work in the education establishment. So that's just all bad behavior.
And of course, it's being further exacerbated, Erica, because when the government's involved, they're using the force of the government, whether it's the IRS or other things. And we've known they've done this before with the Tea Party and what they did. I maintain that their attack on Tea Party and conservative groups during the Obama years affected probably 6 to 8 voting cycles because the way, the administration utilized the three-letter agencies to come down. I mean, this has been the nature of the political process in our government, sadly. And this is just yet another manifestation, and the parents are starting to feel it. And it's very dangerous, and to be called a domestic terrorist, to be called an insurrectionist. Words matter. And next thing you know, it justifies some things that could be pretty evil and people being attacked. I mean, you had Dr. Fauci the other day claiming that he's had death threats on his life. Well, surprise. I mean, you've participated in ramping up this kind of animosity with the lies and misrepresentation in your particular regime and area of expertise, supposedly. And so this is a pandemic of another nature that has infected every aspect of the body politic, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And the other thing is, the fact is, Dr. Fauci probably knows everybody who opines publicly and certainly at a national level gets threats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if somebody from my organization goes on a national television show, don't people realize that we also receive, really hideous and disgusting messages? That's kind of just part of the game. It doesn't make it okay. But what ends up happening is they want special treatment for one group, but they ignore what's happening, to people who are simply asking substantive questions. So you're allowed to raise your voice at a school board meeting. You're allowed to promise to vote people out. You're allowed to tell them that they're a disgrace. And what has happened, I think, is that people have started using this personal attack as a way to get out of having to answer questions. And the other thing is that the NEA, they're just blatantly lying. I mean, in one breath,
that's obvious.
They're condoning critical race theory. They're saying we're going to raise money to defend teachers who implement it in the classroom, and they say we're going to spend money on investigating parents.
Erica Sanzi, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us.
This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free.
These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You know, parents these days have their hands full, as you can say the least. I mean, with all the options that our kids are dealing with, you know, the dangers of drugs and fentanyl, it is amazing. In fact, I was just hearing a story this morning about a kid who had ordered a vape device, over the Internet and didn't realize that it was loaded with fentanyl. Well, you know what happened. The stories abound here. I mean, you have 80,000 to 100,000 people dying of fentanyl. I mean, no doubt our parents have their hands full. As we were talking with Erica Sanzi from the Parents Defending Education, she's the director of outreach. Here we are. You know, we've got to be vigilant about everything these days. I've maintained that as a parent, you know, we think that we have to be so vigilant about watching our young infants. But when they get into the teenage years, because of the options that are available, boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't bring you to your knees and turn you to God, I don't know what will. And this month, by the way, marks another year of highlighting Positive Parenting Awareness Month. And Mike Haley with Focus on the Family is back with us. Hey, Mike, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Bill.
Boy, no doubt, parents today, as I mentioned, their hands are full. Many are working extra jobs, trying to do everything they can to keep up with inflation right now and the economy. And meanwhile, our kids are out there with all sorts of options that you and I, when we grew up, weren't even on the horizon. But right now, our kids are in the middle of all these options. And boy, if there was ever a time that they needed to choose wisely, it's now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's incredible even what you just talked about, the options for our kids. And it seems like the older our kids get, the more hands-off we get. And it's just the opposite that needs to take place, that the options that are out there for the kids, the things that they're presented with. And that's why Positive Parenting Awareness Month is just one of the things we're really pushing. We're wanting to put some teeth to the game. You know, it's been an idea for a long time, and we've decided that, you know, we've got this curriculum that we take all across the country, and we really want to help parents to realize, you know, what is it specifically that you can do to be intentional, to be that positive parent that your child needs to help them succeed.
Well, tell us about this concept. I understand this started in California, right?
Yeah, it did. It actually came out of the public schools in Santa Ana, California. And they just basically wanted help for many of the new arrival families that were coming over and just needed some help. So We partnered with.
Yeah, by the way, so people understand here, Mike. I'm sorry to interrupt you because I lived in the area. I mean, we're talking about immigrant kids. They're probably representing about 70% of the population, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the schools that we're in, many of them, even one school was up to into the 90% of Spanish speaking first generation. Yeah, it was pretty incredible, and. You know, so we worked together with the schools there, and we put together a parenting program built in partnership with an organization known as the Search Institute. And Search has done decades of research with over 6 million young people, and they've come up with 40 essential building blocks that every child needs to be successful. So we built a curriculum around helping those parents be aware of what are these essential, empirical, you know, building blocks that our children need, and it really took off. It was incredible, really neat, just even like you said, that area. The cool thing about our curriculum is that it actually started in Spanish before it started in English, which is not
the
most curriculums in the States. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing that people, you know, fail to appreciate about Hispanic families, how family-oriented they are and how all in. So it doesn't surprise me with this response that they're able to generate. So break down these building blocks and how this works for how it's working for families and how families who say, hey, look, this makes sense, Mike Haley, how do we get engaged with it?
Yeah, so we give 28 grants a year into underserved communities. We take it all across the country. We're in 190 different communities. We've served over 30,000 different parents, but there's basically 8 different subcategories that those 40 building blocks fall into, and those categories are support, empowerment, boundaries and expectations, constructive use of time, commitment to learning, positive values, social competence, and positive identity. So again, even within those, you can see that positive, the impact of that positive parenting. So,
well, this is a lifestyle change, isn't it? I mean, this is a paradigm shift for lifestyle, isn't
that? Yeah, it really is. And we, you know, the empirical data that supports this is just incredible about keeping kids away from the high-risk behaviors. And so that's one of the things that we want to do is we want to help these parents, give them a leg up by saying, you know, listen, here are proven building blocks that if we put these in place, it's going to give your child a better chance. You know, the reality is our kids have, they could have all 40 of these and our kids can still make whatever choices they want to make. But we're helping to wrap around and to gird our kids up and give them these essential building blocks, then our kids are going to be less apt to want to engage in those types of negative behaviors. They're going to increase, their GPAs are going to increase. So we're just seeing that kind of work all across the country with the curriculum.
Now, when you institute this curriculum, let's say you go into a new community, day one, 40 building blocks, that at first can be overwhelming and think, wow, how are we going to employ this in our families, in our parenting? What is the process exactly, Mike?
Yeah, because the last thing we want to do is we want to stress these parents out. So basically what we do is we present them, and the curriculum is 13 weeks. So the parents come, they learn about these 40 essential building blocks, and then they choose which of those building blocks are the ones that right now, in the next 3, 6, 9 months, are they going to build in their child? Is it going to be something like safety? Is it going to be something about social competence? I mean, what right now is the specific asset that you're going to work on? But the power behind the curriculum, Bill, really is the community that forms around these families. You know, when you're a single mom living in an apartment complex trying to raise 3 kids, you don't know community. So when you come together in these groups with other parents, with the administration, with the faith-based community, whoever is helping to launch these, you get the wraparound that's needed for you. You know, whether it's food, maybe you need clothing, maybe you need medical help, maybe you need ride sharing. What is it specifically that your family needs? So not only are we building those internal assets and helping them be aware of what their child needs, but we're also giving those outer support that help that family to be successful as well.
Mike, are they meeting as a group in like a community center on a weekly or monthly basis? How do they come together?
Yeah, they come together on a weekly basis. They're meeting anywhere. We're in Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCAs. We're in the faith-based community. We are in public schools. I mean, we're the chosen parenting program for the Fort Worth Independent School District. So So wow. We're in 107 different schools there. I mean, so we're literally all over the country in different ways. And we're in Colorado Springs in a homeless women's shelter. I mean, anywhere you've got a group of parents that are just trying to succeed in raising kids, you can launch our program, which is called Raising Highly Capable Kids.
This is awesome. Mike, how long have you guys been doing this?
Gosh, we celebrated 10 years last year, so we're in our
10 years. Wow. So you've got a track record. Tell us about the track record. Let's talk about some testimonies here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's so funny because I'm asked what's my favorite store. And I remember specifically I was in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and we were working in partnership with an organization there called Bridges Out of Poverty. And I attended one of their graduations. You know, many of our places, they graduate the parent full cap and gown, walk them across the stage.
How cool.
Yeah. And this one mom approached me after knowing that I was representing the program. And she said, can I just give you a hug? And I said, yeah, give me a hug. And so when she did, I noticed tears in her eyes. And I asked her what her tears were about. And she said, you know, my tears are because I was not the mom that I needed to be. I lost my child to the system. I've gone through your program. It's been one of the things I've done, not the only thing I've done. But I was able to present this to the judge, and I now have my child back. And so she said, thank you for being a part of that, you know. So when you hear stories like that, you know, it just makes it all worth the effort and worth all the travel and, you know, worth
see,
all
see,
the...
This gets me so excited, Mike, because, see, this is God's hand. Because God is a redeeming God. Unlike any other force in the universe, God is always redeeming his creation. And this is what is clear in what you've been doing with Resilient Kids and what Focus on the Family has been involved with. And, of course, you know, we know about the president, Jim Daly, and his background. Of course, it was, you know, featured in the recent Kendrick Brothers movie, Show Me the Father. A powerful movie, by the way, which is now out on DVD. Just a little promotion and shout-out for the Kendrick Brothers. Because I appreciated them coming, and the stories that are in that movie are quite, they're quite inspiring and encouraging, aren't they?
They are. They really are. I mean, it's just incredible to watch, you know, when parents are parents and watch that balance of what a mom can give a child and what a dad can give a child. It's just a beautiful thing to watch those lives be redeemed and the children be redeemed and the whole family be redeemed.
Mike, and that's what we want to do. We want to give parents hope. Because they think just because it is the way it should always be. Even though they're frustrated and they're pulling their hair out and thinking and wishing that it would be different. Well, there are differences that are being made, and you can be part of that different solution that is going to have a positive effect on your kids, on your family, on your legacy. And it can start as quick as right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, parents just need to be aware of, you know, what are a few things that I could change today, that I could change this week, this month, in the life of our family and in the life of our child to help them succeed?
One step at a time, ladies and gentlemen, and you'd be surprised what a difference it makes. And there are many other families before you in the last 10-plus years that have gone through it. And at first it may seem a bit overwhelming, but you can do this. And why not? This month marks another year of highlighting Positive Parenting Awareness Month. Mike, as we wrap up here, we've got 10 seconds left. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, go to capablekids.com is our website. And they'll be able to find all the information there. We'd love to partner with people throughout the country.
So no matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.